League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Despite all the crazy changes that have been going on and the uncertainty, it dawned on me the other day that it's time for this.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's time for the kids to go back to school. Whether it's remote learning, whether it's in school, whether it's a hybrid, a mixture, if they're running around the backyard in some kind of weird pod that you've created with your neighbors, it's still back to school time. And for me, Raven, that means my favorite thing.
What's that?
Bedtimes have returned and they can't fight them because it's a school night.
Oh, so then you get your parent ritual right? I mean, it's not only the ritual for the kids, but of course it's the ritual for the entire household, right?
That's right.
You get your freedom back after a certain time.
It's Anna and Raven. And, you know, there's something to be said, especially for people like us, that we have to go to bed early because we get up so incredibly early in the morning.
Sure, right.
To have the kids have some kind of routine to go back to bed at a reasonable time where I can actually have some alone time after they're asleep is incredible.
I mean, realistically, what time do the kids go to bed? Because you should be going to bed earlier than you are. I'm sure of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So my toddler Dakota goes to bed at about 8:15.
Okay.
And Hayden, my older daughter, she's 11. Since March, it's been like whatever. Do whatever you got to do. I don't even know what time
she's helping
she goes
you run the household, so it's kind of like whatever. But right.
But like this week, we started, you know, practicing because you got to get to bed early, which is so ridiculous. I think a parent we just made that up. Like
no,
you have the parent to go to sleep.
You
practice.
You need a couple days because if not, man, it's rough.
But she's got a hard 9 o'clock in bed, 9:30. Your eyes better be closed, and it feels so good because most nights I'll stay up till 10 now, and that
you're giving yourself the extra time.
That half hour of just by myself time, it's like I could get back into my ritual.
Now I know why you've been coming in so sleepy the last 3 days, because now you're staying up till 10 again. Now I know, because you have been all this week. You've been talking about how sleepy you've been.
I think a lot of parents have a ritual for when their kids go to bed, when they have that alone time, what they actually do.
Yeah, absolutely. I would assume so anyways, right? I mean, when somebody's in your area, you can't do the things that you would do typically, that you don't want people to witness anyways.
And I'm so excited for it, but my ritual is actually pretty boring.
What is it?
I go downstairs.
Yeah.
I wash the dishes.
Okay. Well, that is sexy me time.
I put away whatever laundry there is.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
I take a shower.
Okay.
But then I get into bed and I play Candy Crush with the lights off.
Right. That's it.
Oh,
till your heart's content. Until I can't keep my eyes open anymore.
That's my nighttime ritual. Put the kids to bed, and that's what I do. But I think other parents have unique rituals, too. What is their me time? What do you do when the kids finally go to sleep? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. It doesn't matter if your kid is remote learning or if they're going back in person or if they're doing a hybrid version of the two. Mm. There's one thing that happens this time of year that will always bring a smile to my face. Bedtimes are reinforced after the summer.
Structure is back, people. Do it.
It's Anna and Raven. It's the most wonderful time of the year, especially for me, because finally, it's a school night. You got to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as a parent, when those kids are finally asleep and the house is quiet, it just feels so good.
Well,
right?
That's your moment to get out of the starting block, right? That's when you whatever it is that you thought about doing and you didn't want to do in front of them all day long, that's your moment. Whether that's a glass of wine, whether that's a project or whatever, doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. What do you do the minute your kids are asleep? That's the big question. And I'm reading our text line, which you can call or text. And it's hilarious. When the kids are down, my husband and I play their Minecraft dungeon game on the Xbox to level up our characters.
That's funny.
I know.
That way you can be competitive when you come back and face them again. Wow.
It's true.
I like that. Without interruption.
My daughter has this one game that's not, it's a kid's game, but I guess it's like a teenager game.
Sure.
I can't really describe it, but like all during the day, I pretend like I have no interest in it.
Right.
The minute she goes to bed.
That's it. You're on it.
On it. Right on it. Another text says, I watch true crime shows. That's a good one because I feel like I can never watch, like Raven, when you talk about the all the shows that you watch, I can never watch those because they have swear words. And I'm like, oh, I have to wait for the kids to go to sleep. And usually when they go to sleep, I immediately go to sleep. But you're right. It's the first time I can go on Netflix and actually see like shows with swears and be able to be a part of it.
I watch everything. I give Anna suggestions. Then she comes in and announces that she started to watch it with Hayden. And I'm like, no, no. So now all my recommendations I send right from the get-go. I say, cannot watch this with the kid.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What do you do when the kids go to bed?
All right. Well, I put my toddler down at 7 and then I work out because it is the only time I have a treadmill in the basement. So I will run and then have a nice glass of wine to help me sleep because I am so wound up for the day.
How do you work out that late? I always
anger
envy people.
Is what
that,
I'm guessing.
Like, aren't you tired after running after a toddler all day?
I am always tired, yeah. It's like, but an anxiety and frustrated fueled tiredness.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the first thing you do when you put your kids to bed?
As soon as my oldest goes down, he's 5 at 8 p.m., I immediately have a dessert. And I tell my children that it's not normal to have dessert every night, but I always have something and I don't want them to see it.
You hide dessert.
Right. You got to do what you got to do to survive.
Right.
Let's be honest. Yeah. Right? Sometimes mama needs a little reward and that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Like, do you get ice cream or chocolate bars or cookies or do you bake?
I like pretty much anything chocolate. It's bad.
Me too. Yeah, I have a popsicle at night because I only let them have one popsicle a day. But I know if they see me having that popsicle.
Everybody's got to have one.
Everybody's got to have a popsicle.
Now the box of popsicles is gone in 2 days.
1-800-330-9999. If you're a parent, what's that thing you do when the kids finally go to sleep? What's the first thing you do when your kid goes to bed? That moment of freedom where you go, it's me time.
Right. Switch over to HBO. Watch a little R-rated content, man. Maybe pour yourself a glass of wine.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Even with all the uncertainty that's happening right now about how your kids are going back, the one thing that stays the same is like, now you got to start enforcing those bedtimes, whether they really need it or not. More or less for me, it's like my sanity. It's like, school night. Got to go to bed. 9 o'clock. Let's go.
Sweet, sweet freedom. It's not normalcy just for them. It's normalcy for you.
Yeah. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. What do you do when your kids go to bed? Ironically, what I do is all not that sexy. It's like wash the dishes, put away the clothes, take a shower, but then I crawl into my bed, I turn the lights off, and I play Candy Crush until I fall asleep.
Oh, it's the best,
it's the
right?
The best.
It's your euphoric time, your utopia.
It is. Barbara said that she loves to do puzzles, and she says she started during the quarantine. It's very relaxing after a crazy day working in the ER and then the kids. Makes a lot of sense. Because I have a toddler, too. I have an 11-year-old and an almost 2-year-old.
Toddler's going to eat the puzzle pieces.
No, but it's like when you work on something and then the toddler destroys it.
Yeah.
You can't even get mad at them because it's your own fault because you left it within hand's reach. But it's like, oh, my gosh.
People frown upon you if you hang your kid upside down for a couple minutes as punishment over that. Where is the corner piece?
I made one of those wood boards that have, like, you know, like an inspirational word on it. And
sure.
Like, it was just like kind of my own craft.
Right.
She took a blue crayon to go
nice.
And she just drew all over it. And I like walked into the family room and I was like, oh, yeah. You know, and then like, what are you going to do?
Honey.
It's my own fault because I left it there,
right,
you know?
Right.
If she was asleep, I wouldn't have had that problem. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do after the kids go to bed?
I pour myself a glass of wine and watch some TikTok. I'm in my glory. My husband works.
Oh, you get a full break then.
Right, then it's all yours. Watch whatever you want on television. Eat whatever you want without witnesses. I love it.
It sounds so bad to say it, but like when my husband's not home and the kids are asleep, it is the ultimate feeling of freedom. It's like I can do anything I want now.
Oh, yeah. I took this off at like 11:45 last night. And I'm not ashamed of it.
Own it, girl. Own it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do when the kids go down to bed?
Good morning. So my kids are a little bit older and they're boys. So the first thing I do is take my bra off.
Nice.
Right. Right, okay.
Smart.
Right. So, I mean, even with the fam with a loose sweatshirt, though, you don't lose that bra until the kids are asleep, huh? You are somebody that's putting in some serious rules there.
No, I don't want them to be traumatized and think that when they meet a girl, they're supposed to be down there. You know what I'm saying?
I 100% understand that. That is hilarious. See, for my daughter, I like to not wear my bra a lot so she can see what a woman's body actually supposed to look like. But I can understand for sons, it's a little bit different.
Play when they bring their friends over?
Oh,
well,
yeah,
right.
No,
I mean, if there's friends or guests, like, we don't go walking the dog with my wife not wearing a bra. But, you know, if the pizza delivery guy's coming, like, we don't put one on for that.
Yeah.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.